All right, now let's uncover the winning formula, thanks to Verizon, for the border battle today between the Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. With Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, I'm Paul Allen. Let's look at the winning formula with the Vikings offense versus an injury-riddled Green Bay Packers defense.
Is Adrian in here?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, Adrian.
It's pass first. Uh-huh. This Vikings offense, I'm not asking it to reinvent itself going forward, but in this matchup against Green Bay, I think they have to pass first. We've seen teams...
Pass first.
Okay. Continuously stack the box against Adrian Peterson and our running game, and I think the only way to alleviate that, to open up some lanes, is to hit some passes, particularly on the outside, to some of our receivers. Now, we're not breaking any news here. This is nothing new. The Vikings have known this for a while, but it's going to continue to happen until the Vikings can succeed in the passing game. Green Bay, not a real physical bunch, not great against the run, but that doesn't matter. It's about numbers. And right now, teams are putting too many guys in the box where our offensive line and our tight ends and Jerome Felton, they just can't block that many. It's not going to stop until you start hitting on the outside. This is a chance for Christian Ponder to take advantage of some matchups on the outside. Green Bay's a little banged up in the secondary, and he's going to have to hit on the outside, otherwise we're never going to get 28 going.
Vikings defense versus Scott Tolzien and the Green Bay Packers offense.
We're going to have to do to Green Bay what we've seen teams do to us since 2007 when we've had Adrian. Stack the box. You just have to flood the box against this Green Bay Packers team, because with no Aaron Rodgers, they're relying on the running game to get going early to open up the passing game, something that we have to do.
Yep.
And if you look back at Green Bay's games since Aaron Rodgers has been hurt, they have not been able to get the ball to Eddie Lacy as much as they want. He had 29 carries against the Vikings when Aaron Rodgers was in the game. Since then, he hasn't had more than 24 carries in a game. And what's happening is teams are flooding the box against the run to stop Eddie Lacy, and it's forcing the Packers to throw the ball. The Packers are getting behind in these games, and then they get left-handed, and all they can do is pass it because they're down by so many points. And so the key here is to just completely stop Green Bay's rushing attack. To do that, you do what teams do to us. You flood the box. You put more guys at the line of scrimmage than they can block, and you make Scott Tolzien beat you.
Now, on special teams, as you saw earlier with Pete Bursich, Green Bay faked a punt against the New York Giants, and M.D. Jennings missed it by that much. Green Bay getting a little sneaky here.
And they could get sneaky against the Vikings off of what happened to us against the Cleveland Browns. And let's also remember, Micah Hyde had a long punt return against us in our first matchup with them. But I'm focused more on the kickoff coverage game, our kickoff coverage against their kickoff return. They're last in the NFL in kickoff return. So what I expect to happen, especially given the weather circumstances that we should have in the game today, I think it's going to be cold and windy and nasty. It's hard for Blair to kick the ball through the end zone in an environment like that.
Yep.
I expect a lot of high hang time, short kicks that land 5 yards deep, maybe land at the goal line.
Yeah.
It's going to allow our guys to get down there, cover it, and pin Green Bay inside the 20. On top of not having Aaron Rodgers, on top of flooding the box to stop Eddie Lacy, you put Green Bay at the 15 or the 10, they're going to have a hard time getting going against you. So I don't think this is a big touchback game for Blair. I think this is a big high hang time mortar kick is what they call it in the business, where they're going to let the coverage team run down there and cover. It's not automatic, though. Percy Harvin ripped off a 58-yarder against us last week when we tried that same philosophy. So you got to correct some of those mistakes and see if you can pin Green Bay inside their own 20.
But to take that weather-related take, elite as it was, a step farther, now, at the end of Vikings' game plan, I'm guaranteeing a Cordarrelle Patterson kick return touchdown today, because they're not booting it out of the end zone. Cordarrelle gets loose today and gives us 7 from a kickoff return standpoint. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. For all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, specifically the Xfinity Studios, I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Game Plan, and thanks for watching.
It's time to get off the block. Ben still got it.